Good day, and welcome to the Thor SC AG Q3 Results 2014 conference call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Johan Orlowski. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thank you. Good afternoon, everybody, and good morning to the U.S. My name is Jochen Orlowski. I'm the IR manager at Thor SC. It's our pleasure to welcome you to today's conference call on Thor SC's financial results for the third quarter of 2014. Joining me on the phone is Enno Spillner, CEO and CFO of Thor SC. For the Q&A session later on, Daniel Fitt, our CDO and CSO, will also be available. Before we start, I would like to briefly remind you that during this call, we may make projections or estimates regarding plans and objectives relating to our future operations, products or services, future financial results, or assumptions underlying or relating to any such statements, each of which constitutes a forward-looking statement subject to risks and uncertainties, many of which are beyond our control. Actual results could differ materially depending on a number of factors. With this, I'd like to turn the call over to Enno.
Yeah. Thank you, Jochen. Thank you very much, and welcome everyone to our Q3 conference call. Also from my side, a warm welcome, and it's a great pleasure having you on the call once again. Our plan is to provide you with an update on our operational and financial highlights, plus a relevant outlook to you, of course. Later on, we will open the line up for your Q&A. First of all, I'd like to take you through our operational highlights for the third quarter, and here starting with the development side. We have made considerably progress during the quarter with our anti-cancer compound, resminostat. We expect resminostat, due to its epigenetic mode of action, to be particularly suited for the development in combination therapies with classical cancer drugs in a variety of cancer indications. A large part of the progress in the last quarter was thanks to our partner, Yakult Honsha in Japan, who's developing the drug in Asia, or to be more precise, in Japan. Results from the phase I part of the phase I/II trial of resminostat in Japanese and Korean advanced liver cancer patients yielded positive results by demonstrating a clean safety profile in combination with sorafenib, the current standard of care in advanced HCC. We have previously reported that resminostat has a clean safety profile in Western populations, but this data confirms the drug's profile in Asian patients and is therefore an important step in the process towards approval in Japan. Yakult Honsha has already commenced the randomized phase II part of the study that will compare efficacy of resminostat in combination with sorafenib versus sorafenib standalone in a 140-patient study as a first-line treatment for advanced liver cancer patients. The primary endpoint of the study will be the time to progression, or TTP. Other key measures of efficacy, including overall survival, will be secondary endpoints. Yakult Honsha will also evaluate the potentially predictive biomarker ZFP64. ZFP, or zinc finger protein 64, is effectively down-regulated by resminostat. As a reminder to you, in a post-hoc analysis from two phase II-A trials with resminostat in the two unrelated cancer indications, HCC and Hodgkin's lymphoma, patients with high levels of ZFP64 at study start or study entrance showed a statistically significant increase of median overall survival compared to patients with a low level of ZFP64 at baseline. Therefore, we are excited that our Japanese partner, Yakult, is currently studying ZFP64 in a randomized setting in order to generate more data on ZFP64 as a potentially predictive biomarker, which could then be further used in a potential phase III trial in advanced HCC. In addition to the trial ongoing in liver cancer during the third quarter, Yakult Honsha also completed the phase I part and started the phase II part of a clinical trial investigating resminostat in combination with the cancer drug docetaxel in non-small cell lung cancer. The phase 2 part of the trial, which is planned to enroll up to 100 patients, will compare the efficacy of docetaxel versus a combination of resminostat and docetaxel in second and third line Asian non-small cell lung cancer patients. The primary endpoint of the phase 2 part is PFS, or progression-free survival, and again, overall survival will be a secondary endpoint. So we are really very pleased with the progress that Yakult Honsha has made, and also showing their strong commitment this quarter with resminostat in Japan and in Korea. The results are indeed encouraging and spurs on with our efforts to further prepare our own advanced clinical stage activities, driving forward the development of resminostat, in particular in the U.S. and in Europe. During the reporting quarter, 4C continued with its preparations for the planned phase 2B resminostat/sorafenib combination study as a first-line treatment for advanced liver cancer in the Western world. The study protocol, which had been written together with an external CRO, or contract research organization, was optimized and enhanced with the help of internal and external experts. 4C also invested to further improve the production process for resminostat. Financing for the trial is still outstanding, and we continue to talk to potential partners and investors as we consider options. While our main focus is on resminostat, we initiated talks in the third quarter with potential biotech or pharma partners for the further clinical development of our second epigenetic anti-cancer compound called 4C22, which is a selective inhibitor of the epigenetic regulators LSD1 and the HDAC isoforms 1, 2, and 3. Our discussions are based around the highly positive initial data in hematological tumors that were published last June at the ASCO in the U.S., and which showed promising indications for or of anti-tumor efficacy together with a very clean safety profile from what we could observe so far. One patient continues to be treated with 4C22. He has participated in the study for almost 2 years by now and has responded to the treatment with a still ongoing complete remission of his disease. Enrollment was also completed during the third quarter for a phase 1 trial investigating our novel oral EG5 kinesin inhibitor called 4C25. And this was done in patients with advanced solid tumors, and we are excited to see first results of this trial rather soon. Now I'm coming to the discovery and collaborative business. Here we also made progress operationally with our discovery and collaborative segment in the quarter, notably funding for the research into new epigenetic cancer drugs under the Munich M4 Biotech Cluster Program. Over the next 11 months, 4C Discovery will collaborate with its partner Crelux on identifying inhibitors for bromodomain proteins. And blocking these molecules aims to influence tumors in such a way that they are identified and destroyed by the immune system or driven to programmed cell death or apoptosis, as you all know. These are new and very promising therapeutic targets that we hope will bring opportunities for new drugs also in the field of personalized medicine. Now coming to the corporate and financial side of 4C, and there were some changes during the quarter of 4C's supervisory board. Dr. Thomas Werner and Klaus Kühn decided to leave the company for personal reasons effective September 18th of this year, and I wish to express my heartfelt thanks to Dr. Werner and also to Mr. Kühn for their long-standing service and dedication. In the meantime, we have identified some first-class candidates to take over their responsibilities, and we have recommended their appointment to the relevant registration court. We are pleased to announce that after the reporting period, effective of October 30th, to be precise, Jörg von Petrikowski was appointed as the new supervisory board member and at the same time taking over the role as our new independent financial expert. Mr. Petrikowski has over 30 years experience in accounting and finance and was previously a partner at Ernst & Young, where he held the life science practice here in Bavaria, serving national and also multinational clients in the pharma, biotech and medtech industry. We have proposed the second candidate to the responsible registration at court for the appointment and look forward to updating you on our second candidate in due course. During the quarter, we extracted additional funds from our anchor investor Santo Holding through release of a second tranche totaling 2 million euros from the shareholder loan agreement which we signed in 2014, or in June 2014 to be precise, and up to 6 million euros in funding remain available for subsequent quarters. We also drew down a second tranche of funding totaling nominally 500,000 euros from our convertible bond agreement with the U.S. investor Yorkville. We will make effective use of these two additional resources as we move forward with preparations for the planned clinical development of Resminostat. Now coming to the financials in more detail, and before I run you through the financial highlights, I would like to remind you that the figures we will present here refer to group consolidated figures for the period, and we have rounded for simplicity as always. Full details of the group's figures and including the individual reporting segments development and the segment discovery and collaborative business can be found on our website. So total group revenue for the first 9 months of this year were up 66% to 6.2 million euros, mainly driven by our discovery and collaborative business agreements with BioNTech, Mainz, and Leo Pharma from Denmark, and our partnership with Yakult Honsha. During the first 9 months, revenue of 3.6 million euros was generated with our partner Yakult Honsha solely, which includes a contractually agreed milestone payment relating to the successful completion of a Japanese phase one study in solid cancers in the second quarter. Also, the recognition of deferred income, and last but not least, an allocation of Yakult Honsha for the costs of surrounding the production of Resminostat clinical trial materials for Yakult. During the third quarter, total group consolidated revenue increased to 2.2 million euros compared to 1.8 million euros in Q3 of 2013. Of this, 1.6 million euros was attributable to the development segment, representing a 75% increase compared to last year, and 840,000 was attributable to the discovery and collaborative business, being mainly unchanged versus the prior year. For further information regarding segment results, you can look it up in chapter number 2 in our consolidated notes in the Q3 report. The operating expenses, which include the cost of sales, distribution costs, research and development costs, and administration costs, stood at 4.6 million euros in total in the third quarter of 2014, which is an increase of 18% on the prior year figure, which was 3.9 million euros. At 12.4 million euros, the figure for the first 9 months was up 3% year on year, mainly due to a significant increase of the cumulated cost of sales in context of the positive revenue development. At the same time, R&D spending, as well as administrative costs on a year-to-day basis, could be reduced significantly. The sharp increase in the cost of sales of to 1.6 million euros in the third quarter and to 3.7 million euros in the first 9 months is on the hand as a result of the research partnerships between 4C Discovery, GmbH, and BioNTech and Leo Pharma. However, this item in particular includes the cost of sales incurred to produce Resminostat for clinical trials in Japan, for which we charge the expenses onwards to Yakult Honsha. So this is basically happening on a strong commitment of Yakult Honsha by ordering material already now. However, research and development costs incurred in connection with drug development continued to make the majority of expenses, and in the first 9 months of the year, these R&D costs fell 25% year-on-year to 6 million euros as a result of an overall reduction in clinical trial activity and cost reduction if you compare these numbers to the previous year. Coming to the operating and net results, in the third quarter, despite the 25% increase in revenue, the company's loss from operating activities increased by 12% to 2.3 million euros. And this was mainly due to the already mentioned markedly higher cost of sales in connection with the production of resminostat compound for Yakult, plus also additional development expenses in context of optimizing the resminostat manufacturing process. On a nine-month basis, however, the loss from the operations, or the EBIT, was considerably improved by 25% to 6.2 million euros year-on-year, and this was primarily due to the marked revenue increase of 66%, which was accompanied only by a slight increase of 3% in operating expenses in the first 9 months of 2014. The net loss for the first 9 months decreased by 23% to 6.3 million euros, which corresponds in an improvement in earnings per share by 25% to minus 12 cents in the first 9 months of this year, compared to minus 16 cents in the first 9 months of 2013. The average monthly outflow of cash from operations was roughly 700,000 euros in the first 9 months of 2014. This actually is higher than we originally anticipated, and reasons for that are, on the expenses side, higher than expected development costs, since clinical studies with 4C22 and 4C25 have been lasting longer than estimated, and additional development costs were incurred for resminostat, in particular to improve the production process. On the revenue side, incoming payments, which we had originally assumed to be received by our subsidiary 4C Discovery GmbH in 2014, are now anticipated to be shifted into the next year. For this reason, we expect the cash burn rate for the coming year, that is, so for the coming year means 2015, that is lower than originally planned. Consequently, the overall cash reach should not be affected by this matter. And having said that, I'm already in the middle of our financial outlook at this point. So 4C had funds of 3.4 million euros at the end of the third quarter of 2014, compared to 4.9 million euros at the end of 2013. And in view of short and medium-term revenue and expenses planning and utilization of the convertible note agreement with Yorkwell, as well as the further opportunity to draw down further tranches from the loan agreement with Santo Holding, we expect that these funds are sufficient to finance the company's operations until approximately the end of 2015. Coming to the operational outlook, overall we have had a good quarter and we are pleased with the development in our pipeline, particularly the supportive interim clinical data from our very committed partner Yakult Honsha for resminostat in patients of Asian origin. We are excited about any further progress and developments of our Japanese partner, in particular as the current phase 2 trials in HCC and in non-small cell lung cancer are making good progress and will deliver further clinical data in the foreseeable future. So clinical news flow is to be expected from this end. We are also encouraged by the interest we are seeing in 4C22, following initial positive data presented at ASCO during the summer of this year. Furthermore, we are looking forward to publishing results from the current phase 1 study with our third anti-cancer compound 4C25 rather soon. The next key milestone for 4C, however, is the securing of the further clinical development of our main compound, resminostat, for example, in the planned clinical phase 2b trial of resminostat in liver cancer. We remain committed to bringing this important new medicine to patients and are continuing with our efforts to secure the necessary funding for the clinical development of resminostat. As things currently stand, we expect to be able to start the phase 2B HCC study in 2015, always assuming that financing can be secured in good time. We are very excited about the future of 4C, and we look forward to updating you in due course on the progress of our novel cancer compounds. With that, I would like to thank you for your interest, and we are now open to your questions, which we are happy to answer. Operator, if you please, take over.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question at this time, please press the star key followed by the digit 1 on your telephone. If your question has been answered, you may remove yourself from the queue by pressing star 2. Again, please press now star 1 to ask a question. We'll now pause for just a moment to allow everyone to signal. We will take our first questions from Philippa Gardner from Edison. Please go ahead, your line is open.
Oh, hi there. I have a couple of questions, if I could, please. So, first of all, just on your partnership with Yakult, I wanted to touch on a couple of things here. First of all, the strong commitment that you mentioned in terms of the which we're seeing in the increase in the cost of sales, is this because they're sort of advancing a bit quicker than you expected and recruitment is going faster, or can you just explain sort of why this has happened at this stage? And then the second thing I wanted to ask about Yakult, can you just explain in the two phase 2 trials why one of them is using time to progression as a primary endpoint and why the other trial is using progression-free survival? And I then just wanted to ask about resminostat and the process optimization. Can you just tell us a little bit about what this actually entails and involves and what sort of improvement you've seen in the process? And then finally, just on your cash burn guidance for 2014, where you say that you expect an average monthly burn rate of between 0.7 to 0.9 million. Is that for each month of 2014 or just for the remaining months of this year? Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much, Philippa, and welcome on the call today. It's a pleasure having you again. We will split up the questions. I will give you some insight on the Yakult commitment, and I will hand over then to Daniel concerning the PFS primary endpoint versus secondary endpoints, and also with regard to the resminostat improvement. Maybe let me start with your last question first, which is referring to the cash burn. So the numbers that we are giving here as a guidance is the average number for the full year, meaning that at the end of the year, if, based on the current plans and calculations that we have, we will see for every month an average burn rate somewhere in the range of 700,000 to 900,000 euros. That does not only affect the last quarter. Coming to Yakult, why do we see such a commitment here? I think, first of all, Yakult is very encouraged on what they have seen so far in the clinical trials in Japan and in Europe. But as a reminder, earlier this year, they completed their phase 1, which was, I think, to their very full satisfaction. There was an all-comer phase 1. And based on that, the additional trials went onwards. And also in the two trials that are ongoing right now, both being in phase 2 right now, Yakult has successfully completed the phase 1 trials. And also there, you could not observe anything or that would raise severe sorrows or questions. So with that regard, I think everything is here on green light, and this is why they're very strongly committed. On the other hand, in particular, the demand for HCC, for new therapeutics in the field of HCC in Japan, is still very strong, and the competitive landscape is even developing to the benefit, actually, of 4C, since some other competitors dropped out. And I think this is just a few reasons why Yakult is so committed. However, at the end of the day, I can obviously not speak directly in Yakult names here. maybe, Daniel, that's a good point to hand over to you with referring to the clinical trials.
Yeah, thank you, Anna. So maybe let me start with the endpoint definition. I think finally, what is met from a medical point of view, the relevant endpoint is overall survival. So that's what we are looking for. However, the statistics of this phase two part, which is to prove whether asminostat combination with in the liver cancer with sorafenib and in the non-small cell lung cancer trial with docetaxel, is power that we should see a significant difference. And therefore, for statistics, they used TTP or PFS for calculation of patient numbers. However, for example, the evaluation of ZFP64 and so on as very important readouts from that trial will finally be based on overall survival. But that is not power to be statistically significant based on OS in this phase two trial. And then it also brings me to the other question regarding the timelines and what's happened, and that had an impact on our operations in this year so far, is that Yakult Honcha is now already preparing phase three trial, pivotal trial. And doing that, I think what they need at the end it's a market-ready drug product and API process. So therefore, we together with Yakult, we worked on that, and I think that made very good progress, and it's ongoing. So I think everything is on track for a fast and successful development of resminostat.
Okay, thank you, Daniel. And Philippa, Jochen just pointed out to me that I may have not answered your one question to the full extent, referring to Yakult and cost of sales. Actually, the reason why we have additional costs here is that Yakult kind of early, according to original plans, ordered clinical trial material in a significant amount, preparing, as Daniel just said, further clinical trials in other indications and even more looking ahead for pivotal trials already. And they ordered this already. We are working on this and handing this material over to Yakult in the future. However, this is one reason why the cost of sales went up so significantly. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, it does. Could I maybe just ask a follow-on, if you don't mind? You know, given what you're saying about your cult and sort of how engaged they are with resminostat, you know, have you sort of broached potentially getting them involved in helping to fund your phase 2B, given their level of commitment?
Well, that's, I guess, a very, very good question and a very obvious one as well. But I cannot comment on this in detail, unfortunately. I mean, we are in very close ties with Yakult. That's obvious. But this is something that I cannot discuss in the public. I hope for your understanding here.
Yeah, sure, I understand. That's great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. As a reminder, to ask a question at this time, please press star 1. We will now take the next question from Marietta Mimitz from Equinet. Please go ahead, your line is open.
Yes, good afternoon, and thanks for taking my question. I have two, please. The first is on the resminostat phase 2B study and the financing, sort of following on from the last question. I mean, certainly there are a range of options available, and I was just wondering what your preferences are or what you think the most likely solution is. I mean, in particular, whether you think you would likely go with a pharmaceutical partner, so a strategic partner who actually helps you with the trials as well, or mainly just a financing partner at this stage, and in that context, whether you can comment at all on the potential start date of the study, and also given that you have now, my understanding is pretty much finalized the trial design, how much built-in flexibility is there in case a pharmaceutical partner wants to tweak the trial in some shape or form? And my second question is on the 2015 outlook, and I fully appreciate it's a bit too early for detailed 2015 guidance, and we can certainly infer your expected monthly cash burn from the cash reach forecast you have given us, But it would just be really helpful to get a feel for the amount of revenue that you had expected for 2014 and that is now getting pushed into 2015, and also the amount of cost associated with resminostat manufacturing changes in 2014, and sort of how much of that could potentially recur in 2015 as you try to optimize the process further. Thank you very much.
Okay, Marietta. Also, a warm welcome to Equinet on the call today. So, coming to your 2B financing or HTC trial financing question, and what might be a most likely solution here. So, we are exploring different ways and options here. As a general reminder, the phase 2B trial that we have designed here is in particular meant to also answer the questions that the pharma industry has. So we would think that a global partnering for resminostat would be more promising or more rewarding once we have answered these questions. This is exactly why we are triggering or why we are intending this clinical trial to conduct. So at this point in time, it's more likely that we are aiming for a financing partner, a classical financing partner coming from the financial community or from the capital markets, less than a global partnering that would finance such a trial. And therefore, also the influence of such a partner on the further trial design at this point in time is not very high. However, what we have done in the past month, we have had intense discussions and interaction with some of these players, really figuring out and finding out what their major questions will be, and this is exactly why the design for this trial came out the way it is now today, incorporating all these topics. With regard to the time to start of such a trial, we keep the guidance open here right now, saying it will be in 2015 based on our current information, because once the financing has been completed, we will need a few months to kick the trial off, doing the final organization. But internally, everything is prepared as far as possible, so it is really subject to the further financing. For the financial outlook for 2015, indeed, you are right, it is yet too early to give precise guidance here today, since our financial department, in cooperation with our project managers, are right now doing the budget. What I can say with regard to the revenue for 2014 versus 2015, the overall picture, if you add up these 2 years, is not changing significantly on the revenue side concerning our current expectations. It's only that we are shifting or have to shift some of the expected revenues across the line of 31st of December, and therefore they are in a budget for 2015 and no longer in 2014. And basically what I can say on the anticipated revenue is that if you take the delta that we have now in the guidance for the cash flow or for the average cash burn in 2014, if you consider that and move that into 2015, then this is pretty much also the change in our expected revenues. So that's the main reason why the cash needs are going up in 2014 and are being reduced accordingly in 2015. Concerning the additional cost that you asked for, that was, I think, your last question. We had some extra cost for C2-2 and for C2-5 because they were longer on duty, these clinical trials, based on positive background, by the way, because in both cases we had patients staying longer on the drug. That was in total something around 0.4 million euros, so not a significant amount. And then we had some additional CMC process or CMC tuning a cost of roughly 0.6 million euros for resminostat, so in total looking at an extra cost of slightly above 1 million euros.
And so can I just follow on from that? So the CMC cost, was that basically, should we think of this 0.6 million as cost that you would normally have incurred in 2015, but it got phased into 2014, and so therefore 2015 is going to be $0.6 million lighter in terms of the cost base than originally anticipated? Or should we expect, you know, at least a heavy chunk of this $0.6 million to also recur in 2015 as you develop the process further?
Actually, these 0.6 million, they occurred as an addition compared to the original planning in 2014. So there might be some minor activities in that field in 2015, but the significant portion should be covered by now with this extra cost.
Maybe you can add a little bit on that. What is the scientific reason for that? It was because preparation of phase 3 for Japan means that we need the final medication which Yakulta will be able to sell afterwards. So we need to put everything in place earlier than expected to be phase 3 ready for on the CMC side. So that is actually the reason for that.
Okay, but in terms of scale, you're also now at a level that could support the phase 2B study for resminostat as well as the work that Yakult is doing. So
absolutely,
Yeah, okay, fantastic. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. As a reminder, to ask a question at this time, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. We will pause for just a moment to allow everyone to signal. We have no further questions at this time.
Okay, then thank you very much, operator, for organizing the questions here. And thank you for the participants, for the analysts and investors here dialing in today. We will continue, as described, working on our clinical assets as well as the discovery and obviously tackling the major objectives that we have ahead of us. So stay tuned for more news flow from 4C, from the clinical side as well as from the BD and financing area, and hope to talk to you soon at either at conferences or our next conference call. Saying that, thank you very much from the 4C team for today, and have already heads up a nice weekend to come. Thank you very much.
That will conclude today's conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.